it's a concept album in the sense that last year we brought out River of Grace. This year we're featuring and honoring Mary, the Lord's servant, and they were her own words. The new album is a compilation of earlier work as well that I've included, but this is one of the new recordings. We tied it in I very much feel in a lot of the times and the messages that in recent times in different places around the world that Mary is very much telling us to pay attention. You know, and at the wedding feast of Cana was over 2,000 years ago, or in and around that, and yet her words at the wedding feast of Cana are as relevant today as they are, or they were, to the servants that she spoke to when she turned around and she said, "Do whatever Jesus tells you to do." And you know, maybe we've lost a little sight of that. And I just felt it fitting. If Jesus comes tomorrow, what then? A lot of the words in the song very much speak to me personally. Reflect a lot that, you know, Mary is telling us that and had told us that in the past. So if Jesus comes tomorrow, what then? Just felt to follow on from that few lines of scripture from the wedding feast of Cana when Mary made it very clear to us and clear to us all in scripture, do whatever Jesus tells you to do. And he has told us many things. I mean, you know, and we through the album, there, you know, Mary, the virgin was not necessarily Mary, but the virgin birth and Emmanuel was foretold 1,000 years before Christ by Isaiah. So we've included that. And then that brings us into when creation was begun. Everybody knows that hymn. God had chosen Mary to be the mother of his son. And we also then tie in There Is a Heart, the Liam Lawton song. I recorded that for an earlier album. But I just felt it captures also in that song the plan, what God willed. And you know, then we move on to Luke and Christmas, and we've got so many Christmas songs, and that was a key part in Mary's own life. You know, Christmas beforehand with Angel Gabriel when she says, "I am the servant of the Lord." So like that's why we titled it Mary, the Lord's Servant.
And we're in Lent now, and Lent is a preparation for Easter, and it is a preparation for the coming of Christ. What in this Lent could we be preparing for?
Well, I think everybody has to examine. Personally, I try to examine my own conscience. Everybody is different. What can we be doing? Well, we're living in changing times. Do whatever he tells you to do were the words of Mary. And he has laid it out pretty clear and straightforward to so many of us. We can, you know, this is a time of Lent. We are coming also into Easter and then Mary's month. And these are going to be crucial times when we can reflect on what we have been asked to do, you know, and to try to do as best we can what we are asked to do as Christians. You know, Lent is thinking of our own weaknesses. Trying to make amends for our own weaknesses personally, and also thinking of others, living as best we can a Christian life. Everybody goes through different troubles and trials. So did Mary. That's why I included on this that Mary was the mother of our Lord, but she was also a homemaker. She was also a wife. She was also a good neighbor. She was also somebody that was a friend to so many people. She had her ups and her downs. She, you know, I'm God sent her many graces, but like the day of the crucifixion, it must have been it was traumatic. It she was devastated. These are the realities. But like in this work, and I'm delighted that we had it ready for Lent and for the Easter period, because there is a reflection, and Mary lived on after that, and she was also a great servant of the Lord in her as a disciple. And a follower of Christ, and she was to other people, and she was continued to be a friend until the end of her life, which I believe happened in Ephesus. So, but other people may debate that. But that's James Cobham believes she died and was taken up into heaven in Ephesus. So, like that's where there was a house there, and we've included that as well. I think Lent is always a good time to reflect on any of those little problems that each and every single one of us have personally, to try and deal with them. This is a good time to focus at that and our weaknesses. That's what I think a lot of Lent, and the preparation then for the crucifixion and the resurrection of the Lord.
Is there an ecumenical aspect to the album?
Yes, there is. The front of the album is very much designed around, there is no image of Mary. What image could I pick? You know, if I picked the Mary with a baby, with our Lord, you would think it would instill little elements of, I just felt, and I spoke to people, that an image of Mary would not necessarily be the way to go. So we included very strong words. Mary, the word Mary speaks everything. And also there's an image of the fleur-de-lis, that is the lily. But the fleur-de-lis is always traditionally known as, it's a royal emblem. It represents the Trinity, but it also represents the Virgin Mary. And the color of blue was used, light blue, dark blue, because of the veil of the veil of the Ark of the Covenant was always traditionally known that it was blue that Solomon had, and that was used for the Ark of the Covenant for Moses and in the temple, and that Mary is the new Ark of the Covenant, and that's why we included the color blue.